This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. We're joined by Drew Russo, the executive director of Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts. And Drew, welcome back.
Bill, thanks. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, I know one of the big events here at the museum is Trivia Night, and that comes up on March 30th. So tell me a little bit about Trivia Night.
Sure. So we've been doing a Trivia Night here for the last 3 years. Actually, in 2015, it got started during our baseball exhibit, which is when I think you and I first met. We did it over at Fraser Field in the party deck. Bill Terlecki and the Navigators were very kind and generous as to welcome us over there. And at that time, the people that were in attendance were so excited about how well it had gone and how much they enjoyed it. They said, you know, why don't you do one at the museum? We can have more people, you know, and just do more of a general Trivia Night. That one was baseball focused. So fast forward to the spring of 2016, we did our first Trivia Night here in the museum, packed house, you know, including a number of people that had never been in the space before. And we had a great time. You know, it's pop culture, it's music, it's sports, it's arts, it's culture, it's science. And we throw some Lynn questions in there, too. Who knows? There could even be some fluff stuff this year with the 100th anniversary of that magnificent creation being invented. You know, we're in that centennial year. So lots of fun, lots of good times to be had.
Marshmallow fluff we're referring to.
Marshmallow fluff, exactly. Invented in Somerville, but has been produced here for many, many years by the Durkee Mower Company over at their factory on Brookline Street.
Now, are you a peanut butter and fluff guy or just a fluff guy?
So you know what's really funny about that? I don't remember having Fluffernutters as a kid, but for some reason I've really gotten back into them lately. I don't know if it's the nostalgia over the 100th anniversary, but I've been having some sort of peanut butter and fluff combination either on one slice of light white bread or in the sandwich for two, and I don't know what I was missing as a kid. It's good stuff.
You know, I love peanut butter and I love fluff, but I didn't like them together. So I remember, you know, when I was doing that, I was doing just the fluff years ago.
I'm going to tell you, Teddy Chunky peanut butter with the fluff is a great, and I'm not trying to do product placement because I'm just a peanut butter guy, but I will say that's a good one. That's a good combination.
Well, it does sound good. That's a good peanut butter. All right, so Drew, tell me about it. So if somebody wants to come, participate, compete, whatever, view, what's up?
So they can visit our website, buy tickets online at lynnmuseum.org. They can also give us a call here at the museum, 781-581-6200, or they can email me to make a reservation, drew@lynnmuseum.org. Tickets go fast. We do have some left, and we do have some sponsorships available. The Lynn Shelter Association is actually going to be the presenting sponsor for the event, so we're grateful to them. But we have some other sponsorship opportunities available for $250, so we'd be happy to talk to anybody that wants to get in on this very fun, family-friendly, just great evening in the heart of downtown Lynn.
Now, what about categories here? I mean, what are the categories that people will be quizzed on?
It's mostly general trivia, but we do throw some Lynn in there. So, you know, movies, music, arts, pop culture, science, history, you name it. But, you know, we're a Lynn museum, so there will definitely be some Lynn trivia in there.
Will this be like a BYOF night, bring your own fluff?
Well, you know, I don't know if we'll have fluff on site. We're hoping to do something on the Fluff 100th anniversary a little bit later, so you and I will have to have another conversation about that. You know, fluff is always welcome in this institution. So,
and I'll bring the fluff, okay?
There we go. There absolutely. You go. So we can count on MSO to be the Fluffernutter Station sponsor.
Yeah, well,
there we go.
I said fluff. I didn't put nut in here. All right. What else is going on? Any other notes from the museum or Lynn Arts area?
You know, we're actually excited to welcome Paul Nathan, who is doing he's a Lynn resident. He's doing his first solo show ever in the Lynn Arts Gallery. You can visit paulnathanart.com to get a preview of his works. He's going up on March 18th. Which is a Saturday. That's the day he's opening. And there'll be a reception from 5 to 8 p.m. in the gallery over on Exchange Street. So we encourage people to see that. And that exhibit will be up until mid-April. And then we're really looking forward to a couple months out, the Lynn Public Schools Art Show coming back into the space, which is the creative talents of many of our young people that are being educated in our Lynn Public Schools. Some really impressive work that they do, and it's a real credit to their teachers and their administrators in the various school buildings.
Gotcha. And currently, right now, just as a wrap-up, the exhibit that, you know, I know you have rotating exhibits here, but what's the feature exhibit right now, so to speak?
Feature exhibit right now is Heartstrings, Embracing Armenian Embroidery, Needle Lace, and Rugs, which is just a fantastic and well-received exhibit that opened in February that really focuses on the works, you know, these gorgeous artistic creations, you know, of a people that really have triumphed over some significant tragedy and obviously the horrors of the Armenian genocide that, you know, brought so many of them to this country to find a better life, and what their parents and grandparents and in some cases they're doing to really keep Armenian culture alive after it was almost eradicated a century ago.
And folks, if you we did a post on that, as Drew mentioned, maybe a month or two ago. But you can search our website, probably just type in Lynn Museum. It'll pop right up, I think, for the folks to go back and take a look at that post on that exhibit. Well, Drew, anything else to share with us here today or a recap of the trivia night?
No, just a recap of the trivia night. You know, please join us on Thursday, March 30th, 7 to 9 p.m. here at the museum. Tickets are on sale now. Visit lynnmuseum.org for more information. $25 for members, $30 for non-members. It's a great time to join. Our membership rates are very affordable. You can find out about those on the website. And we're here every day, or most days, I should say, Tuesday to Friday, 10 to 4, Saturdays, 9 to 1. We would love to see you and stop by and see what we're all about, both here and at the gallery at Lynn Arts at 25 Exchange Street.
All right, Drew, good talking with you, and good luck with trivia night.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Drew Russo, the executive director of the Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, here on MSO News Sports.